भवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10, Text 12. Dvadvatmakritya hatakritta naham kribam dam. Da tuat makritya hatakritya naham kadambam. Sakyam vidaya kapivirda jitagatim tai. Sakyam vidaya kapivirda jitagatim tai. Budhvat bali nihate pravagendra sainyair. Belam agasa manuyo javavar shitangri. Belam agasa munayo javavar shitangri. Da dvat makritya hatakritya aham kabam dam. Sakyam vidaya kapivirda jitagatim thai. Budhvat tabali nihate pravagendra sainyai. Belam agatsa munayo javavar shitangri. Matajis, please. That dwat by burning atma kritya hata kriyam kritvam. After performing religious rituals required after the death of Jatayu, who died for the Lord's cause, aham killed kabandam Didimon Kabanda. Sakyam. Friendship. Vidaya. After creating. Kipibi. With the monkey chiefs. Chief. Dajitagatim. The arrangements for delivering Sita. Taid. By them. Bhutva. Knowing. Ata. Thereafter. Balini. Hate. So, oh, sorry. Balini hate. Sorry. When Bali had been killed, Plabaga Indra Sainyai, with the help of the soldiers of the monkeys, Belam, to the beach of the ocean, Agad, went, Saha, he, Lord Ramachandra, Manujaha, appearing as a human being. Aya, by Lord Brahma. Baba, and by Lord Shiva. Arshita Angri, whose lotus feet are worshipped. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus, he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu, who was killed by Ravana. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda, and after making friends with the monkey's chief, killing Bali and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Purport. When Ravana kidnapped Sita, he was obstructed on the way by Jatayu, a large bird. By the powerful Ravana defeated Jatayu in the fight and cut his wing. When Ramachandra was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita had been carried off by Ravana. When Jatayu died, Lord Ramachandra did the duty of a son by performing the funeral ceremony, and then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita Devi. Jai. Om Agyana Timirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadam Tikam Bamdeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrayatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Svitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabano Sutte Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Jai Pataka Swami Niti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Thank you everybody for coming. I would like to offer my respects to all the senior devotees, especially to Prabhupada disciples, that they can share some of their mercy, that I will be able to speak something useful. It's amazing how Krishna, or in this case Lord Ramachandra, is teaching us how to give value to all living entities. Very expertly, Lord Ram engaged in his service, not only his closest associates like Lakshman and other soldiers, but he engaged monkeys, he engaged Jatayu, bird, ants, spies, you know. Prabhupada many times also was called Prabhupada was actually calling his worst disciples monkeys and elephants. To the outsiders, Prabhupada was calling us cats, dogs. But to his disciples, elephants and monkeys. I don't know what is the difference, what is the why monkeys, elephants, and why dog, cats to the outsiders. But so in this case, Lord Ram very expertly is teaching us how all living entities can be engaged in the service of the Lord. And actually, Jatayu, which is mentioned in this text, is a very, very special entity, very special bird. Jatayu was the first one who actually told Ram that Sita was kidnapped by Ravana. You know, we know when Sita was taken care by Lakshman, and then he was kidnapped by Ramachandra. And actually, there is a very nice pastime in this regard, how Ram entrusted Sita to the care of Lakshman. And Lakshman, by the call of Marichi, who was disguised as a deer, you know, and was imitating Ram's voice. So Lakshman went out searching for the so-called Ram. And he told Sita, "Sita, please don't go anywhere. Stay here, I'll be back. And for your sake, I'm going to build around you." Actually, he built around you one line and said, "You don't go out of this because you will be protected if you keep yourself in the realms of this circle. Just remain yourself there. Don't go out by any circumstances." So Lakshman went searching for Ram, and then we know how Ravana came, these guys. And then actually this interaction between Ravana, Lakshman, and Sita, it has a very profound meaning. Because Lakshman, as we know, is the first expansion of Lord Ramachandra, the first expansion of Krishna. And the first expansion of Krishna is Lord Balaram, and Lord Balaram is the original guru. So the original guru, Lakshman, is telling Sita, "Obey my order. Stay here. Don't go out. If you will go out, you are lost." And Sita, in this particular incident, represents a disciple who does not follow the instructions of the guru, because she went out by the call of Ravana, who was disguised. So, and then she went out, and then we know the incident. She was kidnapped by Ravana, and she was taken away. And then traveling of Ravana was caught by Jatayu. And as we know, Jatayu was very old. Very, very old. But even in that circumstances, he decided to fight against Ravana. And he knew that he did not have any chance to defeat Ram. And that is another lesson there. The lesson is that regardless if we know that we want to win or not, we should perform our duty. Actually, Krishna says, "His devotee, Kaunteya Pranihaniti, Name Bhakta Pranasyati. My devotee never perishes, never. It's always victorious." So our business is to execute our duty. And Jatayu did it very well. even that he knew that Ravana was in advantage, and he was more powerful in all circumstances, and he knew. Yet you fight with Ravana, and all we know, all of us, we know what happened after. And then Ravana was taking away Sita. Jatayu fell down to the ground, injured. And then Ramachandra was searching, Ram and Lakshman were searching for Sita, and then they found Jatayu. When they found Jatayu, Jatayu was the first one who told Ram, Ravana has gone to the south. You should go to the south, because Sita and Ravana, they went that way. And then Lord Ram, Jatayu actually was in his last moments, and Lord Ram performed the last rites for Jatayu, the funeral ceremony. And not only that, Lord Ram, with his arrows, he shot his arrows, and he brought the seven sacred rivers to perform the last rites for Jatayu. And Jatayu got liberation. He got moksha. So, in the same way, by Krishna's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy, without any qualification, we are being engaged in Krishna's service. You know, like Prabhupada many times was calling monkeys, elephants. Now, we should be judged by our qualities. And Westerners, we are very passionate. We have actually very, very passionate nature. But Prabhupada very expertly, he engaged us in Krishna's service. And actually, enthusiasm and sincerity is more important than having so many skills and to know so many things. Sincerity and intelligence. Like Ram was able to cross the ocean with the help of so many animals. Prabhupada was able to take all over the world by the help of his Westerner disciples. You know, there is a very nice lecture given by one devotee. He explains how Prabhupada very expertly engaged his disciples in five different ways, or he addressed five different things that make his Western disciples to be very, very successful. The first thing is, he explains, Prabhupada induced on them enthusiasm. Very enthusiastic. They were very, very enthusiastic. And then also Prabhupada, enthusiasm. Let me see if I can find in my notes. Anyway. And then Prabhupada appreciate any service they were doing for him. And then Prabhupada also give them freedom for being created. And then encouragement. So with all these irons, Prabhupada induced his devotees to take all over the world. You know? So we should follow in their footsteps. Lord Ram, we can say so many things about Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra also exemplified how the behavior of the ideal human being should be. He's a Maryada Purushottama. So he came to teach us how a perfect human being should behave. That is Lord Ram. Lord Lakshman, he's the spiritual master. He's the obedient, the servitor. He exemplifies, which is servitor. And Lord Bharat, he had the heaviest, responsibility in this pastime, because Bharata was not responsible for Ramachandra to go to the exile. Bharat didn't know anything about his mother's plan. He didn't know anything, and he loved his brother like anything. But by arrangements of his mother, he was put in the throne. So all the city, all the people from Ayodhya, the kingdom of Ram, they were very upset with Bharat. Very, very upset. Because they were blaming that because of Bharat, Lord Ram has gone to the forest. But he was innocent. But what Bharat exemplified? He exemplified that even in adverse circumstances, we should perform our devotional service. Everybody was against Bharat, was blaming him. He was innocent. But he was carrying on with his duty, which was, in that case, during that period of time, he was entrusted the kingdom of Ayodhya. So he had the most, actually, difficult duty. Something that we should learn, because when the circumstances are good, we are very easy going in a devotional service. When the circumstances are not good, we lack in our devotional service. But we should be like Bharat. In any circumstances, even if somebody or some people are blaming us, we should keep going in our devotional service in all circumstances. So this is something that we can tell about this text. Today also we celebrate the disappearance day of two great personalities, two great associates of Lord Chaitanya. One of them is Gauridas Pandit, and the other one is Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai. So we are called Rupanugas because we are followers of Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had so many branches in which he spread Krishna consciousness all over Bharatavarsha, all over India. And Rupa, Sanatana, Anupam, they are one of these branches. So Rupa Goswami, he was coming from a very, very elevated Vaishnava Brahmana family. Him, Sanatan, and Anupam are the most famous brothers. He had more brothers, like four brothers and one sister, but amongst all of them, Sanatan, Rupa, and Anupam, they were the most famous, the most devotees. So Rupa Goswami, he met Lord Chaitanya for the first time in Rama Keli. And actually was Lord Chaitanya's arrangements because he wanted to go to Vrindavan. By purposely, he went to Rama Keli and he met Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, previous to meeting Lord Chaitanya, actually he was already a Vaishnava. He knew about all the Shastras of devotional service. And he knew by revelation of the Shastras that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, had appeared. He knew that Lord Chaitanya actually was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he and his brother. And the first one who quit the service of the Muslim kingdom, king, was Rupa Goswami. And then Sanatana Goswami followed. Rupa Goswami is a very important acharya in our sampradaya because through Rupa Goswami is that we really understand what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedai cha sarvam aham eva vedyo. Vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. I am to be known to the Vedas. I am the essence of the Vedas. But how do we know what is the essence of the Vedas? The Vedas is so vast. It's so vast. He says that there is mobile and inactive or immobile living entities, you know. And amongst these two, the ones who are mobiles, like the bird, the aquarius, they are living entities in the air, in the land, and in the water. Amongst these three, the most elevated are the living entities on land. And amongst the living entities on the land, the humans are the most elevated, are the most important. And amongst the human beings, those who follow the Vedic Shastras are more elevated. And amongst who follow the Vedic Shastras, those who are inclined to the path of bhakti, they are the most elevated and the most rare to find. Why rare to find? Because to know Krishna is not something cheaply. And Krishna says, yes, you should know me, I am the essence of the Veda, but how do we know? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami to reveal to the world what is the essence of the Vedas. And what is the essence of the Vedas? Is Bhakti Ras. Bhakti Ras. And that was actually the main book by Rupa Goswami in which he explains the science of Bhakti. That's why it's called the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If we don't have Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Prabhupada couldn't translate Nectar of Devotion. There is no Nectar of Devotion without Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. See? No Nectar of Instruction. No. Forget. So those are the main legacy of Rupa Goswami. That's why we are called Rupa Nugas. We are followers of Rupa Goswami. Even Prabhupada, before coming to America, he was living in the Radha Damodar temple. Those who have gone to India and they have been to this temple, the Radha Damodar, in the room where Prabhupada was staying, like very, very few feet from there is the Samadhi and the, it's called the Samadhi and the, what is that place? Anyway, the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. And Prabhupada every day was taking darshan, he was meditating in Rupa Goswami, and he was begging for the blessings of Rupa Goswami. Even I heard some devotees say that Rupa and some of the other Goswamis, they actually appeared to Srila Prabhupada, physically appeared to Srila Prabhupada, and they commanded Srila Prabhupada, just go to the West, we will be with you. You write books, we will be with you. So that this Rupa Goswami is a very, very important in our Sampradaya. Another great acharya who we celebrate today is Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit in the Krishna's Lila is Subal. He's Subal. And there is this wonderful pastime in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they cross the Ganges to visit Gauridas Pandit. And when they were in the house of Gauridas Pandit, Gauridas Pandit asked the Lord, please, my Lord, don't leave. Stay with me forever. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but I can't. You know, I gotta go back. I said, but please, my Lord, stay here with me forever. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, I will remain here, just carve some deities of myself and Nityananda, and the deity form of me is not different from me. So, and then Gauridas Pandit, he made the deity, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, now you decide. Do you want me and Nityananda to stay, or do you want the deities to stay? And then Gauridas Pandit said, okay, I want you to stay. And then Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were staying, and then the deities were walking off. They were leaving. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, wait, but the deities are leaving. And then they were switching back and forth. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu convinced Gauridas Pandit to stay with the deities, and then they left. This is a very wonderful pastime. So, and then as a Subal, he has a very important role to play in Krishna's pastimes. So Krishna has many different classes of friends. He has friends who are very intimate, friends who are not so intimate, friends in Dwarka, friends in Vrindavan, friends in Mathura. But Subal is a very, very intimate friend of Krishna. Very intimate. It's called Priya Namasaka. It's the one who makes arrangements between Radharani and Krishna. Like once, there is this pastime in which Srimati Radharani, she made a wonderful garland for Krishna. And she gave this garland to Brinda Devi to be delivered to Syamasundar. And Brinda Devi, she thought, okay, Subal, he's the right person to deliver this garland to Krishna. So Brinda called for Subal. Subal got the garland, and he went to Radha Kunda, where Krishna was meditating, and he gave the garland to Krishna. And he said, you know, this garland actually was made by Radharani, was handing off to Brinda Devi, and was given to me to give it to you. And Krishna became so ecstatic. He said, oh my God, right now I've been meditating in Radharani. You just came with this garland. And my desire to meet Radha is increasing so much that if I don't meet Radha right now, I will die. I will jump into the Yamuna and I will die. Please help me, Subal. Help me to meet with Srimati Radharani. And Subal said, but Krishna, it's noontime. Your pastimes with Radharani mostly are during the late evening. It's noontime. Radharani right now has another engagement. He's doing another duties. It will be impossible for me to bring Radha. And Krishna say, okay, it is impossible for you to bring Radha, so I will die. I will jump into the Yamuna. And then Subal says, wait. Let me see what I can do. Okay, give me time. And then Subal says, okay, wait. And then Subal, he went to Radharani's house. Actually, he went to Yatila's house, which is Radharani's mother-in-law. And then he went running, and Yatila was outside the house. And then when Subal saw Yatila, Yatila said, what are you doing here, boy? What are you doing here? You should be playing. He said, oh, sorry, but some of my calf got lost, and I came running searching for my calf. Please, can you go inside to your courtyard and try to find out if my calf is there? And then Yatila said, you know, I just took prasadam, I just ate. It will be, I don't know, it's too, I'm full. You go, Subal. And also Subal went into the courtyard, into the house of Yatila, which Radharani was in there. And then when he went in, he went into the room of Radharani. And say Radha, and he told the whole thing what was going on with Shyamasundara. Say, Raps, you gotta go. If you don't go, Shyamasundara will die. He will die. He will jump into the Yamuna and he will die. And Radha said, why? But how am I gonna go? It will be impossible for me to go because my mother-in-law is outside. How am I gonna go? It's impossible. And then Subal said, okay, you will dress as me, and I will dress as you. So Radharani took Subal's cloth, and she disguised as a Subal. And Subal disguised as a Srimati Radharani. And then Subal told Radharani, okay, Radha, go out, don't open your mouth, get a calf, embrace, close, put it close to your chest, and just go. And when Yatila will see you leaving, if she says something, you just and just leave. Don't open your mouth. And then Radharani disguised as a Subal, go the calf, you know, embrace the calf, put it close to the chest, and then start going. And then it was noontime. And then Yatila knows that every day the gopis of Vrindavan and Radharani, they go to worship Surya Dev. They go outside to worship Surya Dev in Surya Kunda. So, and then it was 12 something, almost 1 o'clock, and say, hey, Radha, why you are not going today to worship Surya Dev? It's getting late. And then Subal, this guy as a Radharani, start walking out, and say, yeah, mother, I go. Mimic the voice of Srimati Radharani, and then he went off. And that is how this Subal is very, very close friend of Krishna. Not all Krishna's friends play this role. Not all Krishna's friends play this role. No Arjuna, no, who else? Bhima Dev, or no. But Subal, he has access to that intimacy because he's a Priya Namasaka. He's a very intimate friend of Krishna. So that personality came into the Chaitanya Lila as a Gauri Das Pandit. And Gauri Das Pandit's brother, one of his brothers, had two daughters, Janavi and Vasudha Mata. And these two brothers married Nityananda Prabhu. So that is, and actually Gauri Das Pandit also, he is counted as one of the intimate associates of Lord Nityananda. He's very close associate of Lord Nityananda. So it's very important for us to know the life, legacy of these great devotees, because to their teachings, to their life, we get purified first, but and then we get that desire of joining the Lord and to be part of his pastimes, of his sweetest, sweetest pastimes. Thank you very much. I want to finish here. Any questions or comments? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki! Jai! Thank you.